Good afternoon. Thank you for coming into the living room. Brother Freedom is here, and I'm Brother Clint, and I'm here. And we have the Word of God open. You can open your Word to 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. Father, we just thank you. We praise you for this wonderful day, this beautiful day. We thank you, Lord, that you keep your sun burning by your mighty power. You keep the earth in that perfect orbit that keeps us, Father, by your mighty grace. You send us oxygen to breathe and water to drink. Oh, Father, you're so wonderful, and food to eat. We give you glory and honor, and we pray a mighty touch upon our listener today, and we thank you for the mighty move of the Holy Ghost upon Brother Freedom. Lord, touch the listener's ear that they might hear the deep truths that you have for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beginning our reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh shall glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And then in chapter 2, beginning with verse 4, And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the Spirit which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Thank you, Father, for this day. Lord, I thank you that you're real. You're forever faithful. And Lord, I know that you're trying to speak to your people all over, that you're speaking their hearts, and they do not hear. They don't see what you have. They haven't tasted. Father, your call's going out for your people to draw nigh to you. They'll draw nigh to you. They will find you. Because you'll come to them, and you'll touch them, you make yourself known to them. Father, I just pray that you move this day in these words. I pray that they'll anoint your servant here this day. Lord God, I know that I'm not much. A lot of people will be a lot better than I am, but Father, I just do the very best I can do. Lord, I thank you that you're real. I thank you for all the times I know and seen you do mighty acts. You've done awesome things. And Lord, I've witnessed much of your power, much of your blessing. Lord, I've witnessed your charisma of the Holy Ghost. I thank you for ever real. I thank you for Jesus, your Son, that made all these things possible. Lord Jesus, without You doing what you did on Calvary, this would be none avail to me. But with you, all things are possible. For those that believe and call upon my name. Lord God, I praise you, Lord God. Oh, he that spared not your own son, but delivered from us, will not with him freely give us all things. And Lord, we know that you will want to give your people good things and all things if they'll come to you where they can set what saith the Spirit of God. Lord, I just praise you and I worship you this day. I call upon you in the mighty name from heaven. I declare it as from you this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Good afternoon out there today. I want to say that we serve a wonderful God. The God of heaven is so mighty, so wonderful. I was talking to a friend last night, but I could not say what I'd like to say, because I've learned through coming to the Lord that the Lord is very special. The Bible plainly says he's a present help in the time of need. When you're in trouble, that's when you need him. And he says he'll be there. It says his eyes are searching for those that are looking to him. God's looking for you to look to him. But if there's no response in your end, God will not force himself on anybody. You have to do that yourself. God does not force nobody to serve him. That's why there's not much happening. Not many people want to force themselves to the degree of letting God move mighty upon their lives. But God makes a fulfillment of things that's with him, all things are possible. And you and I are that fraction of nothing can make God make great and mighty things. He takes people that will yield themselves, coming to him, and letting God lead their life. Great and mighty exploits are going to come to pass. Daniel said, great and mighty exploits. And it surely is. Those that are led by the Spirit of God are going to rain down through the powers of glory, and there's going to be blessing upon blessing. When their accounts read up on the sign, people say, I didn't know that about him. I didn't know that about him. I don't know that. Boy, the Spirit of God is mighty. He wants to make himself strong on behalf whose hearts is what? Made perfect toward him. I've said this many times, but that's where it's at. God is looking up. He sought for man in the Old Testament, Ezekiel, to make up a hedge, but he found none. And truly, really, it's right, because no one has thought about venturing off in the deep things of the Lord. We've thought about going to the moon. We think about making computers, great exploits of things in the world. But when it comes to God, we sort of leave that chapter is sort of closed. We just we go in and we have an encounter with him once or twice, maybe in our lifetime, and that's just a little cold service. But when God moves to the Holy Ghost, it's not no cold service. It's powerful. And our bodies is so powerful, we can't handle it. He has to back off many times because it really is awesome. And God is real. He's forever faithful. I'm not going too very deep, but I've seen God with my physical eyes pull trees up, that's 10 foot up in the air, and then spin and lay them over behind me. You say, that didn't happen. Yes, it did. I seen it. And God is my witness, knows it happened. He told me to do it. All I had to do is cut the tree loose where it was loose. God did the rest of it. He told me he would. And then on top of that, if any of you have ever been in the woods, you don't cut timber when the trees are blowing, really. But God says that's to his advantage. He just, it's just like a helicopter going up like that. God had a helicopter before we even started. Those trees actually went through these, they zigzagged by power lines. I don't know how he did it, but there wasn't a line break. I don't think it even broke a twig. They just spun them out. It's so easy. And the Lord says, you want to do the next one? I said, sure. But by the time four come, I thought, Lord, this is my magnificent. I'm seeing something, a spectacular event that is better than any football game. It's better than anything that you can see. That God can literally lift that tree and me see it. And me enjoy it. What a privilege. Yet,
if I went down to the and put it on the newspaper, I'd be in the hospital for a night because they'd have me in the ward. They said, it's not impossible. I've seen it happen. I've seen other things that God did was just awesome. I've seen him come down in hospital beds, Lord, but it's by him. These all things come through him. It comes from putting your audience to God, not the world, but you go to, you're personally coming to him on a personal level. A lot of pastors said that I'm just a terrible person because there's no bad, but that's the way it was. I wasn't afraid of the Lord. I was afraid that if I got out of step, I was going to be afraid of the Lord. But as long as I tried, God was going to bless me. And this is a message to every one of you out there in the world. If you'll try, God will bless you in such a way that you cannot understand. His wonders to perform. His miracles that exist forever. All through the eons of time. God is God, and he is a good God. So now unto him is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, all things that we don't even know or never seen, we can't even understand. He knows all. The Bible says, now unto him is keep us from falling. Perfect, present yourself faultless. Faultless, that's without fault. Before his presence, exceeding joy. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's like I don't know, I never experienced alcohol, but I've been high on the Holy Ghost. It's so hakabashita. Since God clipped my wings, I don't have that no longer. But I know where it was, and he still moves upon me. But I'm like a childish way now. Lord spoke to me this day. He says, I'm feeling where the church is at. I can't hardly move. My legs are so crippled up. I'm getting so, and the church is so crippled. They can't do nothing. They can't pray for the sick. They can't get anybody saved. It all comes from God. Did you know, sir, that you can't get anybody saved unless God does a drawing? The whole thing is through him. It's his world. If you don't know it, it's not our world, it's his world. It says the wages of sin is what? Death. The pathway of the justice is shining light and grows more and more to that most perfect day. But the things of world are going to pass away. It says heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall not pass away. His word is forever true. And God is not slack concerning his promises. God is not a man that he can lie. Praise God, God's word will endure throughout the eons of time. He is forever faithful. His eye is over the righteous. His ears open to their cry. He says, call on me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. This two chapters in 1 and 2 Corinthians, it talks about not many are called, many are chosen. See, God calls even the pastors. He does all the calling. And we shouldn't do nothing until he calls us. We see it's a very, I'll tell you what the Lord told me. It's a very good livelihood that most men want. It's more admirable because, you'd be a pastor. That's a real high calling. So you got the admiration of the people, the cities. They all love you. And they come down and they put a little doctor on your lapel. And you're the doctor of the most famous church in town. And you just love it. You just love that. And you get to sing songs, the joy of the Lord is our strength, but you don't know what I'm really talking about. You sing all these spirit, these songs are so spiritual, but yet having the presence of God is no comparison. His spirit in you is beyond expression. It's beyond any imagination. It's greater than any writer could write, any song, all these, they cannot express the goodness of God. And God takes a nobody, he wants to make somebody out of you. That no flesh should glory in his presence. See, we get, now, I'm not running on pastor, but I do know a lot of them are, they got a pretty high IQ and idea about themselves. Well, you just don't cross them because they're God's chosen vessel. But who put them there? God wants to put you in by Him. I'm going to back up a little bit. Sometimes churches are, and we're going churches that's been the, I don't know how, quite a few different generations. The starting might have been the mind was very sincere, but anymore it's just following the leader. They say follow that works. I see this, I've heard people in some, if you do it, it'll work. Well, see, that's leaving no room for the Spirit of God. God wants to leave room for the Spirit. We got to come to that place that we don't know. What we face and what we're looking at, it's impossible. We don't know how we're going to cross this great cavern of time and make the other side without having shipwreck, without having troubles in the routing getting there. And with ourselves, we fail. We sink. But God does the impossible. He comes against the workers of iniquity, all the doctrines of the devils, heady, high-minded, loves their pleasures more than love, all these things that come in to confront man, that man's full of them. That God equips you with what? With a sound mind, with power of God in you, with a direction that leads only from God, having a visitation from God the Son, God the Father, and God the Holy Ghost. The three live within you and with you and they guide you. What do you think up there that you can do what you're doing? You're doing in a name. But I don't care if it's the biggest name it is. Still not God. Now it could have started well. I don't know. But I do know we fall. Many of what I've seen, the same churches when I was a little boy, now they're not even nothing. And I've seen some of the bigger churches that had moves of the Spirit. They don't have nothing now. They got doctrines and devils. Heady, high-minded. Loves of pleasure more than loves of God. That's what they're having. They want everything as their own way. They love it. When they sit in the high temple, as Satan says he was, he's going to sit in his temple and say that he is God. And I believe this comes into the people of God too. If they're not careful, we get moved upon in a very unproper way. We come on to a place that we find ourselves without power. When we call, pray for someone that is sick, many times we don't know how to pray. That we should not be shaken in mind or in trouble, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as for us, for that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, that day should not come, except there comes, which I've been talking about, a great falling away. Out there, I don't care if your church is not where it was 50 years ago, you're falling away. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day should not come unless there is a great fall and away first, that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. He's on time. He's scheduled to come in the Antichrist. He's going to be here. And that day is now. He's here. It says, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called of God. So that is worshiped, so that he is God sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. When you deny the Holy Spirit and take on a false, there's this false thing, that's what you're doing. Satan's right in it just big time. You're in bondage. And the Bible says we must be set free. Remember that ye, when it was yet with you, I told you these things, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Satan's already working. The only way that you can get him out of the way is the Spirit of God. You may not understand the way but that's what it's talking about. The enemy comes in, and they could have been back in the 1800s, started well, but through the problem times, not growing, but the axe really backing up, going reverse instead of forward. You're not where you once was. You're not even staying in normal. You went backwards. So when this happens, the enemy comes in like a flood, and he comes and raises all kinds of kings. He comes to do one thing, sir. Kill, destroy, and steal. John 10 talks about it. He comes, kill, destroy, and steal. But God's come to give you life and give you more abundant life. And that the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Kamashidim, go. There is no... We're not in the same department. If you've got a church that's got in that condition, I don't care where you are. You can call the cops and have me put them. What do you want me to do? But that's nothing. You're on your trip to a sudden crash, and you're going to end up down way down below this earth. It's a place down there that's for all wicked people. And I guarantee you, that's where you're headed. There's a reverse to this. You call God and say, Lord, we see we've been in an error all this time. Deliver us. God will deliver you. But you can't keep going on like you are and living the lie and live righteously. See, all this time you have not lived righteously. You're below righteous activity. Righteousness brings forth holiness. When there's holiness, there's the will of God. There's all commission. God speaks through his people by the Spirit, not in the other way. It's not through the mind of the man, the mouth that speaks. It's by the Spirit of God. Right now, it's by the Spirit of God, not by me. I don't know nothing. I am not worthy and not capable of doing anything. But God's able, if I surrender to him, to do all things perfect himself, not me. He wants to perfect the saints, bring them into perfection. That's what should have been done 50 to 100 years ago. The first revival should have been working on that. Let's get this place into perfection. No, they had revival. They wanted to sing a lot of songs and a lot of these things. And it did make them feel better, but it didn't last. Feeling better is not the bottom line. It's how you're going to face eternity. What's going to be the bottom line, sir, madam? It's how you are at the end of that path, at the end of your pathway. And that path, when you go down through that long corridor that leads you to the dark tunnel, are you going to go to that light tunnel, or are you going to go to the dark? Well, I believe most of you, unless you change, you're going to head to that path. That passage is dark. Goes down to a devil's hell. Not meant for no man. But God's here to reveal himself to you, make himself shown this day, and he will satisfy you. He'll come upon you in a real way. But our churches have failed, and they're failing. Then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the workings of Satan. Working of Satan. You say you mean that he works for Christians? Sure he does. That's what he does. That's his first calling. Yes. Just deceive you when he twists you and gets you where you're not hearing from God. Most of you hear from someone because you're not, and you don't pray enough, don't seek God enough to get any discernment in you. Even him who's coming is after the working of Satan with all power, and signs and lying wonders. Sir, today, if you claim to have it up, you should have your power in the Holy Ghost. And I believe it. I'm saying this. I'll stand alone. Without that, you're going to fail. You're going to have doctrines of devils. You're going to play with great whoredoms of wrong spirits. Religious spirit. I see religious spirit almost every place I see. Religious spirit. It's having a religion, but who Jesus had trouble if there's religious spirits in that day? They were the ones that put him on the cross. They're still putting him on the cross. With all deceivableness, unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Sir, you're not being saved. Not staying saved. It takes a foundation, a kamashita, a kamashita with the Holy Ghost all the time. It's a 24-hour work. God is real. But I'll guarantee that imps of hell are real too. And they'll come upon you and take you down, and they'll let you think you're doing the best thing in the world. Satan don't care if he lies to you. If you're able to buy it, well, then that's much more the better. When he likes it, that better. But God sees you as very beggarly. Beggarly, it says, a one that has no direction. You think you got something, but yet you have nothing. You don't have peace, real peace. So because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich. Oh, churches, you say you're rich and increased with goods. Oh, we just had a service in the night, and it's just a super duper workshop. Boy, it's just fantastic. But no spirit. Knowest thou that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, naked? That's why God sees it. He says, you're out there, sir. You've lived a lie. You're counterfeit. You're not altogether led by the Spirit. By the Spirit is God. God will not take no substitute. He doesn't take no counterfeit. He doesn't take only true believers. Those will be led by His Spirit that have a personal relationship with Him. But you see, nobody does that. Well, I don't care. It doesn't make any difference who it does or not. But it's what's going to take place. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. God wants you to try Him. He'll fill you the glory of God. He'll give you that thou mayest be rich and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that thy shame of thy nakedness do not appear. See, sir, you're the shame is appearing. You've got to have the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to have the power of God. Have clothing. Be clothed with humility. That's what God said. Oh, praise God. We've got to have the clothing of God. The supernatural covering of God the Father. God, the glory of God being moved upon us. And then your cup's going to run over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And you're going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But these fakes are not going to enjoy it. They're going to lose what they've done all these years, how they've struggled, and many of them have a hard religion. It gets so dry, your service is so dry that the cankerworms and they don't want any part of you either. It's that dry. It's terrible. It's beyond imagination. Anoint thine eyes with the eyesalve that thou mayest see. You need to get God, seek God, pray to Him, see Him, He'll open your eyes, let Him see what's taking place in your life. Because it's time, I believe it's no other time, and now it's high time to wake out of sleep, sir. It's time for you to come out and be separate to stay. It's time for you to pray. Oh, praise God, spend time praying. Be ready, because eternity is for a long time. You can be a pastor in your church for 50 years, that's a long pastorship, I know. But that's nothing what eternity is going to be. You know, God's going to hold you responsible for your people coming to you. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you haven't the answer. Because the devil's coming in like a flood. But God says He'll raise up a standard against that flood of the enemy. God, He comes to kill and destroy and steal, but God's come that you might have eternal life. That you might live forever with Him. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Repent. Lord, I'm sorry. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. God's standing at our doors. He don't want to send you to the devil's hell. He doesn't want you to end up some places. I can see a coffins. Corpses, and they're all dead. They're all going down the wrong way. And those corpses could have had eternal life. What a terrible situation. Some of your forefathers didn't make it either. It's between them and God. But someone has never studied out this wonderful book. Thank God that God had me eat it. Sir, I've ate the Word. I wouldn't eat the Word. And Word, His Word, I'm a nobody. But I seen it life. I seen a plan that God had for man that they would live through the generations, through the times forevermore. And if without it, you're gonna be destroyed. You're coming to come down to a place that's called Sheol, hell, whatever. A darkness where it lives for eternity, forever and ever and ever. Never quits. He even overcometh. Well, I grant to sit with me. Him that overcometh. You can overcome this day right now. It means to get rid of all your old past life and humble yourself. Say, I just want to have this, what this man's. I want to accept this today. I want to do something right. You'll have a crown. You'll have to do these other works, but you're going to lose what you had in the past. But that was no works anyway. It's sad that Satan's work cannot be. It's not valuable. A lot of good people thought well, but they's on the wrong path. We need to have our search for that pathway that leads to eternal life. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Any man open the door, I will come in to sup with him, and he with me. Praise God. God wants to have communion with you. God wants to have fellowship with you. God wants to speak to your heart daily. Oh, praise God. God wants for you to worship him, call upon him by his ear. To him that overcometh, I will grant to sit at my throne, even though I have overcome, and sat at my Father's throne. That's Jesus talking. He that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto churches. The climax is right now. What is the Spirit saying to the church? It says, wake up, my people. Wake up. I'm coming soon. If you don't wake up, you're doomed for eternal death. You're going to miss the promises. I heard a man last night. He goes to one of these old dead churches, but he leaves and believes right. I don't know how God got something in. God believes he's going to pull him out of it. But I'll tell you, I'm grieved for you people. I want to see you get right. I want to see you saved forever and ever and ever. I don't want to see you go down to a devil's hell. Doctrines of devils are going to be down there. Ministers of Satan there. All the worst hypocrisy is ever going to be. It's going to be Hitler and Mussolini. All these evil press are going to be down there. And it's going to be a terrible place. I'll tell you, I want to be where the saints and daughters. I want to be where God is. I don't want to have nothing to do with these bad spirits. They're there to do you in. They're there to take away your crown, sir. You need to seek Jesus today, and he will arrest you and help you this day. And he'll give you the plan. The plan is in his hand. God will never leave you and never forsake you. He'll forgive you. Make you clean. But there's the only thing that God will not forgive is when you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. Hopefully none of you people out there have blasphemed against him. But those who have shook their fist at the Holy Ghost, they're doomed.
God's real. He that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith of the church.
The Spirit of God would say, if you will come this day and you will seek me, you'll surely find me. But if you go in the way of tradition, the way of old, you'll miss out on the greatest plan that's ever been in mankind. I say your life has been bought, paid for by the gift of Jesus on that cross. Your life was paid that you not might go into damnation, but you'd go into eternal life. That you would live forever through the seons as a righteous person. But if you'll change this very moment, God will forgive you and you'll still make heaven. You'll still receive a crown. God's here to help you this way. Sirs all over the world, madams, you need to get right. It's more important getting your healing. Anything else, get right with God. I hope this message gets out there someplace and stirs you this day. I can't agree with some of these pastors out in the world today. They say what Jesus says he does, but the other thing is, you're not right with your spirit. You're not where you should be, man. You're not there. God wants to reinstate you with a powerful blessing from heaven. Father, I pray that you'll forgive these people this day. I'm going to pray a prayer. I'm going to put myself in your place, and I'm going to pray it for you. Father God, I see my need of you this day. Father God, I see my need in you this day. I come to you seeing my problem, seeing my problem. I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to forgive me. Help me this day, Father, for I have failed you. I want to repent this day. I want to repent this day. I want to live a righteous life before you as much as I can. And God will save you this day. He says, my children, rise. I will forgive you. If you pray that today, I will forgive you and give you a new passport to heaven. God bless you all. Pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen.
Amen.
Boy, that was a pretty good day, wasn't it?
It was wonderful. Praise God. That was wonderful. Praise God from heaven.
I've never heard from mercy like that day. I can say that's God really brought, orchestrated that really perfect.
Amen. He wrote
it. From right through to the last part.
The Holy Ghost is God's ghostwriter.
The Word was buried with it right through it.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God. Brother Freedom is blessed because he did what God wanted him to do. And God bless you and thank you for joining us today. Amen.